This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. What does a company do when its single most important product starts, and I stress here starts, to run out of steam? Apple's going to need to replace some of the iPhone revenue it told us yesterday it's losing. And increasingly, the answer for that replacement is services. The App Store, Apple Pay, Apple Care, all the rest of that stuff. Marketplace's Ben Bradford looked into how much Apple can squeeze from its services.
Michael Wade is part of Apple's problem. Wade's a professor at Swiss Business School IMD, but also a longtime iPhone user who no longer rushes to buy the newest model.
The days of the iPhone 3 and iPhone 4, I couldn't wait to get the new device, but that's just not the case anymore.
Apple cited the Chinese market for declining sales, but also blamed people like Wade, who are holding onto their phones longer. Wade says the company's solution is to squeeze more money from each user through services.
So I have an iPhone and I have an iPad. You know, a lot of my files are on Apple servers.
People like him, they buy music and apps and service contracts from Apple. The company is famous for pivoting from computers to music to smartphones. Analyst Timothy Arcuri at UBS says Apple is making another turn.
5 to 10 years down the road, services will be a much greater component of their revenue than it is today.
Right now, it's about 15% compared to 60% from iPhones. Arcuri says growth in services could come from new and current offerings.
Look at Apple Pay, for example. There's huge longer-term opportunities.
But this would be a big switch. Business professor Shoiket Chaudhry at Wharton is skeptical it'll be a smooth transition.
Apple has always been focused on product. That's been their strength. So it's not that easy to shift their focus on their business model.
Although he notes, Apple has reinvented itself with services before. It built the iPod, sure, but it was really selling the 99-cent song. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.